Report: Washington football team owner Dan Snyder told cheerleading director to keep them skinny with big TTS. By Warner Todd Houston on October 16, 2020. A report in the Washington Post alleges that Team Washington football team owner Dan Snyder wanted his cheerleaders to be skinny and have big TTS. In its continuing series alleging that the team formerly known as the Redskins has a toxic work environment, the paper alleged that cheer team director Donald Wells claims that team owner Snyder objectified and made crude remarks about the women. Wells claims that during a 2004 charity event where the cheer team was performing, Snyder threatened him that he better keep them skinny with big tits, or I'll F, kill you. Wells, who was cheer director from 1997 to 2009, said he was often at wit's end over how to stop people from disrespecting his employees. I would never have told anyone about that if it weren't for the revelation that the videos were created of my cheerleaders without their knowledge. Wells claims to have told Lisa Banks, an attorney representing 12 former team cheerleaders. I was embarrassed and scared if I said anything I might be fired. The Washington football team addressed the allegations, saying, like many companies and organizations, the Washington football team is examining its historical practices and behaviors. We take the criticisms of our cheerleading program seriously, and we remain committed to reviewing all programs thoroughly. The paper also alleged that the team's broadcast department had assembled a video of semi-nude footage of the team's cheerleaders as they were preparing for the team's 2008 swimsuit calendar. The video was shot as the women adjusted clothing, changed clothing, or arranged themselves to pose for the photos. The footage was salaciously set to rock music. The women say they were unaware that the video was being shot as they worked to pose for the 2008 calendar photos. The video was allegedly created for owner Snyder and the upper management to enjoy. The team claimed its internal investigation discredited the report, but the NFL itself had recently taken over and launched a new investigation into the claims. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.